as you probably recognize, those are the last words of John's Gospel. Why? Because we're getting ready for Pentecost. And we've just finished Easter season, which goes from Easter to Pentecost. And during that time, the Gospel of John is read every day except big feast days. And so we have this ending. It's interesting, isn't it? This is the Word of God. And yet, it describes some very human actions of men. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved. So he said, what about him, Lord? And Jesus says, Peter, what if I want him to remain till I come back at the end of the world? What is it out of you? I told you what you have to do. You follow me. It's a beautiful. So everybody can say, here we are getting ready to have an election, and we'll have 6 council members, 3 new ones. And so what are they going to do now? The Lord is saying, what is it of you? You follow me. And I'll tell you what to do. And I'll tell you how to build up the community. And you needn't worry about that. Because I called this community into existence. And I protected it through all sorts of stuff. Misunderstanding, mockery. In the early days, everybody who prayed in tongues was nuts. Remember those days? The Lord said, and I can continue to guide it. And so, you follow me. Follow me this morning in your heart. Vote according to your conscience. And I'll take care of the rest. It's quite a beautiful thing. Then, these are the last words of John's Gospel. There are also many other things that Jesus did. But if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world could contain the books that should be written. So how are we going to know about those things? He'll work them in our heart. We'll know. We'll know his teaching. We'll know what he wants if we listen. And this, you see, when does he come back? Well, he'll come back at Pentecost in the Spirit, right? Because then we know him and he's present to us. That's the gift of Pentecost. And the other gift of Pentecost, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Nothing more intimate. That's the relationship that the eternal Word has to the eternal Father. And the eternal Spirit brings us into that relationship. So that's what we're gathered here to do now, is to try to obey the Lord, to listen to him. And so we should pray for each other. Pray that the Holy Spirit come and guide our deliberations and our voting, so that the Lord be glorified and the Lord continue. When you think, as I say, you know, the people across the street thought we were nuts. If it weren't for the protection of Cardinal Hickey, we wouldn't be anywhere. And now, well, it's kind of respectable. But what's respectable is what? Obeying the Holy Spirit and yielding to his gifts and thus building up the church and making Jesus known in the whole world.